AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Security is tight in downtown Philadelphia. Roads closed, concrete barriers, steel fencing in place ahead of the Pope Francis's visit. Tina Miles says there's an energy about the place.
There's a feeling of anticipation, and it's great to be a part of it. Very exciting to be here.
Francis, who wrapped up his busy day in New York with Mass last night in Madison Square Garden, has busy days again today and tomorrow. He says Mass this morning at the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, a speech this afternoon, Independence Hall. Then there's a concert and gathering this evening, part of the Vatican-sponsored Festival of Families. Wraps up his visit tomorrow with a Mass that could draw a million or more people to the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia. John Boehner's resignation as Speaker of the House has touched off the race for his successor, Jerry Bodlander, with more.
Though Congress is still reeling from House Speaker John Boehner's stunning announcement that he's resigning at the end of next month, there's already plenty of discussion about who might succeed him. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, now in his fifth term, is the early favorite and got a boost from Boehner.
Kevin McCarthy would make an excellent speaker.
Another possible contender is Florida Congressman Daniel Webster, who got a dozen votes in the speaker's election earlier this year. Meanwhile, if McCarthy wins, it would likely prompt a multi-candidate race for the number two spot. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Katie Moody is one of the people hurt in Thursday's crash between a duck boat and a tour bus in Seattle. She suffered a broken collarbone.
Bodies, sirens, screaming, a lot of people yelling, call 911. It was very surreal.
Four international students on the charter bus were killed. State TV says Iran's former ambassador to Lebanon is among the missing after at least 719 pilgrims died in a stampede during the Hajj in Saudi Arabia. This is AP Radio News. The Thai captain of a seized cargo ship carrying an estimated $2 million worth of seafood has been arrested in Indonesia on suspicion of illegal fishing. That's the latest development linked to an AP investigation that uncovered a slave island earlier this year. AP first identified the ship in July with a high-resolution photo taken from space. It was tracked, and the AP told Indonesian authorities when it crossed into their waters. A California judge has approved Caitlyn Jenner's formal request to change her name and gender. AP Shirley Smith has more.
Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be known as Bruce Jenner, made a very public transition from man to woman. She says that she wanted paperwork to reflect that. The judge agreed and says she can now change official documents such as Social Security card and driver's licenses to reflect her new gender and new name.
Jenner won a gold medal in the men's decathlon at the 1976 Olympics. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.